tam tam tiki 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 tam tam
لو كنت حصانًا بيت فرعون
تشتكي تم تم
كان ليه بونسيون عشرين قرصان
تشتكي تم تم
متل إنسان ما كان بالكون
تشتكي تم تم
من سوء حظ مخلوق إنسان
تشتكي تم تم
زالي المونان جوعان حفيان
تشتكي تم تم
يا ريت نحصان
تشتكي تم تم تشتكي تم تم تشتكي تم تم تشتكي تم تم تشتكي تم تم
I'm Hamid Sunnu. I sing and compose with a band called Mashra Leda. The efficient way of going about things when we're at an interview is to say we're a band that's based in Beirut, or that we're a band that's from Beirut for the most part. I try as much as possible, especially at this point, to avoid sort of the question of my own identity when it comes to music. I prefer sort of this module of performative writing that allow for so much more playfulness when you're writing, that identity sort of just becomes a hindrance more than anything else. It's inevitable that every musician is going to carry the weight of their band. When you work in a collective, everything you say reflects on everyone else, and it is something that you need to constantly be aware of. The thing that is questionable for me is this idea of speaking for other people outside the band, or speaking for Lebanon, or speaking for Lebanese youth, which is such a ridiculous category, like it's one singular youth. There's also an element of racism, I feel, because I feel like it's, you know, to borrow from a gender term, it's a double burden, right? It's the double burden of being Arab, that we have to have that weight of speaking for our people and trying to justify how people perceive the Arab world and Arabs. Like we're always, you know, we're always the exception, right? There's always this narrative about the Arabs as Islamists, as fanatics, as people that bomb, as terrorists, or whatever it is, and then the band is the exception, or that artist is the exception, or that writer is the exception. And I do feel like that's a racist thing to some extent. So whenever we're, you know, sort of in an interview and we feel like it's starting to go in that direction, I say that I don't feel I should speak for other people. The other part that's a bit strange is sort of this insistence on addressing my sexuality for press purposes, as though there's some sort of like sensationalism that needs to happen around this idea of an out gay musician in Lebanon. You know, it's not the idea of speaking for these things that bothers me, but the idea of being reduced to that is very problematic for me. You know, my job is to be a, you know, what I wake up doing is singing, what I wake up doing is thinking about my writing. I don't wake up and think about being gay. Mind you, context is everything, right? If you're doing an interview with a magazine that's targeting the gay community, obviously they're going to ask you about that, which is fine. When you're doing an interview with a music magazine or with a newspaper or whatever it is, and this is what they want to write about, that's when it becomes weird. I grew up in a house where there was a lot of jazz. There wasn't any Arabic music. The only Arabic music that I had when I was growing up was Fairuz's Kifak Inta, that cassette, because my father used to play it for my grandmother when she was dying, and he would like sing along to her when she was in bed. I used to listen to a lot of rock as a teenager, a lot of like Seattle grunge, like Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, Nirvana. And then I guess in college I started looking for local music, because I felt like that was something that was missing from my life. I never used to listen to Arabic music. I went through this this phase of trying to figure out what Arabic music was. I had like ended a relationship with someone who left me because I wasn't quote unquote Arab enough, and it was pretty intense for me. So the backlash was to try and compensate for my being, you know, the product of my class instead of the product of my ethnicity. We don't pick subject matter for any particular reason. We just write about the things that we like, and the message is literally just the lyrics in the music. It's not like the lyrics in the music are referring to a bigger message that we're trying to communicate. I can't sit down and say this is going to be an album that's about biology the way Björk did, let's say, and then go from there. It's really just inspiration is arbitrary. It comes from all sorts of places.